So what happened is, in Washington, the corruption got so bad that literally now you can walk in there and say, just like the case with the California congressman who admittedly stole $800 million, and he's pled guilty. Literally, and some of those were foreign companies, they literally walk in with Swiss bank account numbers and go, okay, you know, to your mayor, to your state legislature, to Congress, hand over this entire industry to me. And the politicians go, absolutely, thank you for the $10 million in my bank account, and I'm going to retire. And then the people get left holding the bag. I mean, to try to describe the wholesale insane looting, we're going to have a communist Chinese-controlled front company doing the port security on the containers, and they admit in the Seattle Post Intelligencer and other reports, as you've been reporting in the last few hours, that our people aren't even going to be able to search. They're going to run the security. Meanwhile, Halliburton is just going to be a front subsidiary for UAE and Dubai Ports World. They're still going to own it, and they're their number two officer at Dubai Ports World is going to run all U.S. port security as the head of the Maritime Administration.
Yeah.
But as you said, all of this is just a tiny piece of it.
Yeah, there's a bigger puzzle here that is now beginning to unfold. When I see actions like this, which are just unbelievable, it now just tells me that everything is suspect, that this is absolutely out of control, Alex. And if we don't take back our country in some form or fashion, we're going to lose everything. Because I have tried to point out in my own way, as you well know, some of the deficiencies of what's happening on this planet. But after I saw this story today, I've decided I'm taking the gloves off, enough is enough, and I'm tired of it.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, it seems to me you took the gloves off a while back and have really, I mean, I appreciate the direction you've taken the broadcast, really trying to defend this country. And more Americans need to take their gloves off. In fact, that's really what Charlie Sheen told me a couple of weeks ago. He said, Alex, you know, it's time to get serious. Everybody senses it's getting down to brass tacks. I mean, this isn't a game. This isn't a joke. Our country is in deep, deep trouble. I mean, you talk about out of control. That's the operative word. There is a wild, orgy-like looting. You know, in the past they were stealing from the till, but you know, trying to hide it. Now they're just wildly, you know, they basically, America was a beautiful mansion, and they've robbed the furniture and the carpets and the jewels and the clothes and the computers and the TVs and the drapes, and now they're ripping up the flooring. They're tearing out the wood paneling. They're you know, these devils, you know, dragging their horned tails behind them, are you know, having trouble pulling the chandelier out of the grand ballroom now, and then now they're ripping the marble pillars out of the front of the building, and then every time I go, hey, what are you doing? They just go, shut up, it's for the homeland. And you're like, but you're letting foreigners run everything. Well, people connected with terrorism, you know, the Chinese government threatens to nuke us on a routine basis. Shut up, they're our friends. You're the terrorist. You know, this is the attitude we're getting. And as you said, you know, people who are already standing up are saying now, hey, we're really taking the gloves off. You think you're just going to be able to run roughshod and fully gut this nation? You're not going to do it without a fight.
According to one of our callers who was reading a book on the Illuminati, Li Keqing and his group of cronies, they are listed as one of the top Illuminatis in the world. So it is beginning to look to me that this push for a one-world government is well underfoot, Alex.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, the Li family, I had read this, it had been declassified, but about 5 years ago, I almost fell out of my chair. I was watching History Channel, and they had the old retired CIA section chief on there bragging how our government really didn't help the nationalists. Our government wanted Mao in because we were friends with the Li family, and they really controlled Mao, and isn't China nice? And David Rockefeller, when Mao died back in the 70s, wrote a big editorial for the New York Times that I reprinted in my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, and he goes, oh, I love China, I love how they run things, I love Mao, oh, we need to do that in America. Folks, Mao conservatively, and I mean, China admits this, but puts a spin on it, killed or led to the death of 60 million people. And the people running our government right now are the same individuals that helped put Mao in back in 1949. And whenever I see the Council on Foreign Relations, one of these globalist control groups, on C-SPAN, you know, they now go on C-SPAN every few months, they say China's the model. China is has been knighted. China has been given the brass ring. They are the future because they have one-child policies. Their people have been enslaved. They're doing what the New World Order wants. And so the CFR gets on TV and says America is over, and they giggle and laugh about it, and they say everything's going to China, and they snicker, and they say it's their New World Order. And so they set us up economically to do this, and now people are waking up. I just wonder, George, if it's too little too late.
Well, you know what? I have thought that too, Alex, but I still am an optimist, and I think that we can take this back.